Continuing with the text. Merging cars. Drivers on an entrance ramp may not see you on the highway. Give them plenty of room. Change to another lane if one is open. If there is no room for a lane change, adjust speed to open up space for the merging driver. Picture on page 16. Merging. Continuing with the text. Cars alongside. Do not ride next to cars or trucks in other lanes if you do not have to. You might be in the blind spot of a car in the next lane, which could switch into your lane without warning. Cars in the next lane also block your escape if you come upon danger in your own lane. Speed up or drop back to find a place clear of traffic on both sides. Picture on page 16. Blind spots. Continuing with the text. C. S-E-E. Good, experienced riders are always aware of what is going on around them. They reduce their risk by using MSF's three-step SEE service mark strategy: search, evaluate, execute. SEE will help you assess what is going on in traffic so you can plan and implement the safest course of action as traffic situations change. Let's look at each of these steps. Search. How assertively you search and how much time and space you have can eliminate or minimize risk. As you search, focus on finding potential escape routes, especially in or around intersections, shopping areas, and school and construction zones. One way to search is to use your rider radar to aggressively scan the environment ahead of you, to the sides, and behind you to avoid potential hazards even before they arise. There are three lead times experienced riders consider. First, be alert and scan for hazards that are about 2 seconds ahead of you or within your following distance. Scanning your 4-second immediate path can allow you time for a quick response if something should go wrong. Anything that is within 4 seconds of your path is considered immediate because 4 seconds is considered enough time and space to swerve and or brake for fixed hazards or for someone or something entering your path of travel. Finally, experienced riders search for hazards that are further out, looking ahead to an area it would take about 12 seconds to reach. This provides time to prepare for a situation before it becomes immediate. Picture on page 17, Rider Radar. Continuing with the text. Using the C strategy will help you to search for a variety of factors such as oncoming traffic that may turn left in front of you, traffic coming from the left and from the right, traffic approaching from behind, hazardous road conditions that require you to be alert, especially in areas with limited visibility. Visually busy surroundings could hide you and your motorcycle from others. Evaluate. Evaluate means to think about how hazards can interact to create risks for you. Anticipate potential problems and have a plan to reduce risks, particularly when faced with road and surface characteristics such as potholes, guardrails, bridges, telephone poles and trees that won't move into your path but may influence your riding strategy. Traffic control devices, including traffic signals, warning signs, and pavement markings, which will require you to carefully evaluate circumstances ahead. Vehicles and other traffic that may move into your path and increase the likelihood of a crash. Think about your time and space requirements in order to maintain a margin of safety and give yourself time to react if an emergency arises. Execute. Finally, execute your decision. To create more space and minimize harm from any hazard, communicate your presence with lights and/or horn. Adjust your speed by accelerating, stopping, or slowing. Adjust your position and/or direction by swerving, changing lanes, or moving to another position within your lane. Apply the old adage, one step at a time, to handle two or more hazards. Adjust speed to permit two hazards to separate. Then deal with them one at a time as single hazards. Decision-making becomes more complex with three or more hazards. Evaluate the consequences of each and give equal distance to the hazards. In potential high-risk areas, such as intersections, shopping areas, and school and construction zones, cover the clutch and both brakes to reduce the time you need to react. Highlighted material on page 18, test yourself 5. To reduce your reaction time, you should A. Ride slower than the speed limit. B. Cover the clutch and the brakes. C. Shift into neutral when slowing. D. Pull in the clutch when turning. The correct answer is B. Cover the clutch and the brakes. Continuing with the text. Intersections. The greatest potential for conflict between you and other traffic is in intersections. An intersection can be in the middle of an urban area or at a driveway on a residential street. Anywhere traffic may cross your path of travel. Over one-half of motorcycle car crashes are caused by drivers entering a rider's right-of-way. Cars that turn left in front of you, including cars turning left from the lane on your right, and cars on side streets that pull into your lane, are the biggest dangers. Your use of C at intersections is critical. There are no guarantees that others see you. Never count on eye contact as a sign that a driver will yield. Too often, a driver looks right at a motorcyclist and still fails to see him or her. The only eyes that you can count on are your own. If a car can enter your path, assume that it will. Good riders are always looking for trouble. Not to get into it, but to stay out of it. Pictures on page 19. Large intersections. Small intersection. Highlighted material on page 19. Test yourself 6. Making eye contact with other drivers. A. Is a good sign they see you. B. Is not worth the effort it takes. C. Doesn't mean that the driver will yield. D. Guarantees that the other driver will yield to you. The correct answer is C. Doesn't mean that the driver will yield. Continuing with the text. Increase your chances of being seen at intersections. Ride with your headlight on and in a lane position that provides the best view of oncoming traffic. Provide a space cushion around the motorcycle that permits you to take evasive action. When approaching an intersection where a vehicle driver is preparing to cross your path, slow down and select a lane position to increase your visibility to that driver. Cover the clutch lever and both brakes to reduce reaction time. As you enter the intersection, move away from the vehicle. Do not change speed or position radically, as drivers might think you are preparing to turn. Be prepared to brake hard and hold your position if an oncoming vehicle turns in front of you, especially if there is other traffic around you. This strategy should also be used whenever a vehicle in the oncoming lane of traffic is signaling for a left turn, whether at an intersection or not. Pictures on page 20. Blind intersections, stop signs, parked cars. Continuing with the text. Blind intersections. If you approach a blind intersection, move to the portion of the lane that will bring you into another driver's field of vision at the earliest possible moment. In this picture, the rider has moved to the left portion of the lane, away from the parked car, so the driver on the cross street can see him as soon as possible. Remember, the key is to see as much as possible and remain visible to others while protecting your space. If you have a stop sign or stop line, stop there first. Then edge forward and stop again, just short of where the cross traffic lane meets your lane. From that position, lean your body forward and look around buildings, parked cars, or bushes to see if anything is coming. Just make sure your front wheel stays out of the cross lane of travel while you're looking. Passing parked cars. When passing parked cars, stay toward the left of your lane. You can avoid problems caused by doors opening, drivers getting out of cars, or people stepping from between cars. If oncoming traffic is present, it is usually best to remain in the center lane position to maximize your space cushion. A bigger problem can occur if the driver pulls away from the curb without checking for traffic behind. Even if he does look, he may fail to see you. In either event, the driver might cut into your path. Slow down or change lanes to make room for someone cutting in. Cars making a sudden U-turn are the most dangerous. They may cut you off entirely, blocking the whole roadway and leaving you with no place to go. Since you can't tell what a driver will do, slow down and get the driver's attention. Sound your horn and continue with caution. Parking at the roadside. If parking in a parallel parking space next to a curb, position the motorcycle at an angle with the rear wheel to the curb. Note, some cities have ordinances that require motorcycles to park parallel to the curb. Picture on page 21. Parking at curbs. Continuing with the text. Increasing conspicuity. In crashes with motorcyclists, drivers often say that they never saw the motorcycle. From ahead or behind, a motorcycle's outline is much smaller than a car's. Also, it's hard to see something you are not looking for, and most drivers are not looking for motorcycles. More likely, they are looking through the skinny, two-wheeled silhouette in search of cars that may pose a problem to them. Even if a driver does see you coming, you aren't necessarily safe. Smaller vehicles appear farther away and seem to be traveling slower than they actually are. It is common for drivers to pull out in front of motorcyclists, thinking they have plenty of time. Too often, they're wrong. However, you can do many things to make it easier for others to recognize you and your motorcycle. Clothing. Most crashes occur in broad daylight. Wear bright-colored clothing to increase your chances of being seen. Remember, your body is half of the visible surface area of the rider and motorcycle unit. Bright orange, red, yellow, or green jackets or vests are your best bets for being seen. Your helmet can do more than protect you in a crash. Brightly colored helmets can also help others see you. Any bright color is better than drab or dark colors. Reflective, bright-colored clothing, helmet and jacket or vest, is best. Reflective material on a vest and on the sides of the helmet will help drivers coming from the side to spot you. Reflective material can also be a big help for drivers coming toward you or from behind. Headlight. The best way to help others see your motorcycle is to keep the headlight on at all times. New motorcycles sold in the USA since 1978 automatically have the headlights on when running. Studies show that, during the day, a motorcycle with its light on is twice as likely to be noticed. Use low beam at night and in fog. Signals. The signals on a motorcycle are similar to those on a car. They tell others what you plan to do. However, due to a rider's added vulnerability, signals are even more important. Use them any time you plan to change lanes or turn. Use them even when you think no one else is around. It's the car you don't see that's going to give you the most trouble. Your signal lights also make you easier to spot. That's why it's a good idea to use your turn signals even when what you plan to do is obvious. When you enter a freeway, drivers approaching from behind are more likely to see your signal blinking and make room for you. Turning your signal light on before each turn reduces confusion and frustration for the traffic around you. Once you turn, make sure your signal is off or a driver may pull directly into your path, thinking you plan to turn again. Use your signals at every turn so drivers can react accordingly. Don't make them guess what you intend to do. Picture on page 22, signaling. Continuing with the text. Brake light. Your motorcycle's brake light is usually not as noticeable as the brake lights on a car, particularly when your taillight is on. it goes on with the headlight. If the situation will permit, help others notice you by flashing your brake light before you slow down. It is especially important to flash your brake light before you slow more quickly than others might expect, turning off a high-speed highway. You slow where others may not expect it, in the middle of a block or at an alley. If you are being followed closely, it's a good idea to flash your brake light before you slow. The tailgater may be watching you and not see something ahead that will make you slow down. This will hopefully discourage them from tailgating and warn them of hazards ahead they may not see. Using your mirrors. While it's most important to keep track of what's happening ahead, you can't afford to ignore situations behind. Traffic conditions change quickly. Knowing what's going on behind is essential for you to make a safe decision about how to handle trouble ahead. Frequent mirror checks should be part of your normal searching routine. Make a special point of using your mirrors when you are stopped at an intersection. Watch cars coming up from behind. If the drivers aren't paying attention, they could be on top of you before they see you. Before you change lanes, make sure no one is about to pass you. Before you slow down, the driver behind may not expect you to slow or may be unsure about where you will slow. For example, you signal a turn and the driver thinks you plan to turn at a distant intersection rather than at a nearer driveway. Most motorcycles have rounded, convex, mirrors. These provide a wider view of the road behind than do flat mirrors. They also make cars seem farther away than they really are. If you are not used to convex mirrors, get familiar with them. While you are stopped, pick out a parked car in your mirror. Form a mental image of how far away it is. Then, turn around and look at it to see how close you came. Practice with your mirrors until you become a good judge of distance. Even then, allow extra distance before you change lanes. Head checks. Checking your mirrors is not enough. Motorcycles have blind spots like cars. Before you change lanes, turn your head and look to the side for other vehicles. On a road with several lanes, check the far lane and the one next to you. A driver in the distant lane may head for the same space you plan to take. Frequent head checks should be your normal scanning routine also. Only by knowing what is happening all around you are you fully prepared to deal with it. Picture on page 23, using mirrors. Highlighted material on page 23, test yourself 7. Reflective clothing should A. be worn at night. B. be worn during the day. C. not be worn. D. be worn day and night. The correct answer is D. be worn day and night. Continuing with the text. Horn. Be ready to use your horn to get someone's attention quickly. It is a good idea to give a quick beep before passing anyone that may move into your lane. Here are some situations. A driver in the lane next to you is driving too closely to the vehicle ahead and may want to pass. A parked car has someone in the driver's seat. Someone is in the street, riding a bicycle or walking. In an emergency, sound your horn loud and long. Be ready to stop or swerve away from the danger. Keep in mind that a motorcycle's horn isn't as loud as a car's. Therefore, use it, but don't rely on it. Other strategies, like having time and space to maneuver, may be appropriate along with the horn. Riding at night. At night, it is harder for you to see and be seen. Picking your headlight or taillight out of the car lights around you is not easy for other drivers. To compensate, you should reduce your speed. Ride even slower than you would during the day, particularly on roads you don't know well. This will increase your chances of avoiding a hazard. Increase distance. Distances are harder to judge at night than during the day. Your eyes rely upon shadows and light contrasts to determine how far away an object is and how fast it is coming. These contrasts are missing or distorted under artificial lights at night. Open up a 3-second following distance or more, and allow more distance to pass and be passed. Use the car ahead. The headlights of the car ahead can give you a better view of the road than even your high beam can. Taillights bouncing up and down can alert you to bumps or rough pavement. Use your high beam. Get all the light you can. Use your high beam whenever you are not following or meeting a car. Be visible. Wear reflective materials when riding at night. Be flexible about lane position. Change to whatever portion of the lane is best able to help you see, be seen, and keep an adequate space cushion.